Welcome to the Literally Just Football Show. I am your host, Kareem Gawish, and we will be covering all the World Cup games. This astonishing World Cup in Russia 2018. So, I was a bit late on deciding when to start, so we will be starting straight away with Match Day 10. Now, Match Day 10 was what one would say a very interesting one. First of all, Mexico excel to the last of 16 in a very, very good way. Now, Mexico definitely deserved it. After Hernandez, Lozano, who scored the goal against Germany, and they all participated, everyone in Mexico, to help them get that win over Germany and a very well team spirit. Moving on swiftly. Now, this is a very interesting one. Belgium versus Tunisia. Now, we all know England got that very late winner by Harry Kane for England in stoppage time, 2-1. Now, Belgium managed to find their way simply with a 5-2 win. Now, this was very interesting. Romelu Lukaku did absolutely amazing to score 2 goals. Batshuayi finally got his goal. After several sitters missed, Batshuayi finally got his goal. Then Eden Hazard with 2 great goals. Eden Hazard is just amazing. But Lukaku reaches top of the goal scoring sheet and is tied with Cristiano Ronaldo with 4 goals in total. But Lukaku gets the lead because of recently played games. Belgium did proceed, and they definitely deserve that 5-2 win. Tunisia get taken home in a very interesting way by 2-1 over England. Might have just secured them if they were to beat Belgium. But they didn't do it that well. So, looks like Tunisia are going home after all. So, quickly, on to the last game of Match Day 10. Germany-Sweden. Germany-Sweden. Oh my. So Sweden started the game with a goal. Even though Germany had the game with possession a lot. Very well done by Germany to come back with that very, very good goal. It was strike perfectly, which took them back by Marco Rus, and took them back into the game with 1-1. I personally saw that Sweden were going to knock out Germany, and I would be surprised. But Germany, in stoppage time, saved their hopes. They saved all their hopes. They beat Sweden 2-1. Thanks to Toni Kroos's bender in the last few minutes of stoppage time, or shall I say seconds. It was interesting. Very well done by the Germans. It was one interesting time. Thanks for listening to the Literally Just Football Show. As I was your host, Kareem Gawish, we might be introducing some new guests who will come now and then, if they would like to, next episode, if there's time. But just before you go, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Of course, I am Kareem Gawish, and I support Manchester United in the English Premier League. I am a football crazy, and I just love it. So, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the Match Day 10 episode of the World Cup in the Literally Just Football show.